We continue our learning. We're in Zvach and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In previous Mishnah, we said that if a person shechs a carbon or sprinkles the blood for a carbon, and he does it shelo l'shma for the wrong carbon, it's supposed to be an ola. But the person had in mind, either the Kohen or the person did a shechting, it could be a non-Kohen, had in mind this is going to be for a shlamim, or it was supposed to be a shlamim, has in mind it's supposed to be an ola. So the Mishnah there is that we learned that the carbon is kosher, but the owner doesn't fulfill his obligation, he has to bring another carbon. But we don't disqualify the carbon. The exception to that rule was the carbon Pesach and carbon Chatas. If you shech the carbon Pesach, or sprinkle the blood for carbon Pesach, shelo lishma, for the sake of the wrong carbon, or carbon Chatas for the sake of the wrong carbon, so then it's completely disqualified, it's pasul. That's where we're going to call that opinion the opinion of the Tanakhama, because in our Mishnah, we have two other opinions on that issue regarding shelo lishma, which will be somewhat different. First, the opinion is Yossi ben Choni. Yossi ben Choni omer, Haneshchatim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatas psulim. The person who shechs the carbon for the sake of a carbon Pesach and the sake of a carbon Chatas, that is disqualified. And that sounds, at first glance, exactly like the Tanakam, the previous Mishnah. But it's actually not. It's the reverse. What he's saying is the following. When we say that you can't shech the carbon, if you shech the carbon, shelo l'shma, it's kosher, but it's just you don't fulfill the obligation with the exception of carbon Pesach or carbon Chatas. What he's saying is, let's say you shecht not a carbon Pesach shelo lishma, but rather on the 14th of Nisan, you shechted another carbon with in mind that should be the carbon Pesach. So let's say it's Erev Pesach, and someone has to bring a carbon shlamim, or better, let's say the Chagigas Yadalan, Erev Pesach, you have to bring a carbon that precedes the carbon Pesach, if in fact there's not enough carbon Pesach to go around to eat it when you're full. So that's what we call the Chagigas Yadalan. So a person shechs the Chagigas Yadalan with in mind that should be the carbon Pesach. So the halacha is that carbon is pasul. Now, according to Yossi ben Choni, according to the Tanakhama, that wasn't puzzle. If you shecht another carbon, l'shem carbon Pesach, that we should say is a kosher carbon. It's only when you shecht a carbon Pesach for the sake of another carbon that it's a problem. He who shechted another carbon for the sake of a carbon Pesach, that should be okay. According to Tanakham, in fact, it is okay. Yossi ben Choni says that's not okay. Any carbon that was shecht on the 14th of Nisan, with in mind that this should be the carbon Pesach, but it's not a carbon Pesach, it's supposed to be another carbon, so that's going to be pasul as well. And ul'shem chatas, and that applies not only to the 14th of Nisan, that would be on any day of the year. Person shechs a carbon, let's say it's supposed to be a carbon shlamim, and is in mind, this is going to be shecht for a carbon chatas. The halacha is that's pasul. The previous Mishnah didn't teach me that. The previous Mishnah taught me that if you shecht a carbon Pesach for a carbon chatas and have in mind carbon shlamim, it's pasul. But here you had a shlamim and you shechted l'shem carbon Pesach, that's also going to be pasul. That is Yossi ben Choni's opinion. Shimon Achi Azaria Omer. Why do we call him the brother of Azaria? So Rashi explains in Masechah Sota on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that Shimon and Azaria had some type of Yisachar Zvulun deal worked out, where Azaria was going out to work and Shimon was going to learn. And tonight they made some type of stipulation where Azaria would have some portion in the schar of the Talmud Torah of Shimon. So therefore you call Shimon Al Shem Azaria, his brother, Shimon Achi Azaria Omer. So what does he say? He agrees somewhat with Yossi ben Choni, and he says the following. I disagree with the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, as Yossi ben Choni does, that it's not just the carbon Pesach or carbon Chatas that you shech the shelo lishma that are going to be pasul. There are other carbonos as well that could also become pasul. Other carbonos other than the carbon Pesach and carbon Chatas that if you had the wrong intent in mind that could pasul it. But it's not just if you had in mind, I'm shechting this l'shem carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. I'm shechting this carbon l'shem carbon Chatas. That's not what is going to pasul it in general, but the rule works like this. Shimon Achi Azari Omer, shchatan l'shem gavoa mehem ksherim. If you shechted your carbon for the sake of something that's higher, we'll have to explain what that means. Then it's kosher. The carbon's not disqualified. Of course, it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. Then we'll follow what the Tanakhama said in the previous Mishnah. But l'shem namuch mehem. But if you shechted a korban, other than the Pesach and the Chatos, for the sake of something that's lower, then psulim, they're disqualified. What does it mean? Higher, lower, what does that mean? So the answer is, when it comes to the other korbanos, other than the chatas and the pesach, it's possible to have the wrong intent and it will actually disqualify the korban. When? If you have in mind a korban, when you're shechting this korban or sprinkling blood of this korban, you have in mind that this korban should be for the sake of a korban that's a lower level korban. If it's a higher level korban, you have in mind that it'll be kosher. But a lower level korban with respect to its kedusha, and we'll have to explain what that means, the Mishnah will, then it's going to be pasul. What's this based on? So the pasuk says, v'lo yichalalu eshem kodshi, es kodshei b'nei Yisrael, a'es asher yorimu l'ashem. That's in Vayikrachov Beis. Shimon Achi Azariah says, "Bamuron mehem ein mischalalim." What does it say? "V'lo yichalalu es kodshem." Don't desecrate. Don't profane the kodshem of Bnei Yisrael. Asher yorimu. That means like this. If it's asher yorimu bamuram mehem, it's a higher level carbon you had in mind, ein mischalim. It does not profane the carbon is still kosher. Benamuch man, but he had a lower level kedusha carbon in mind, then mischalim. That's based on the Gemara in Zvachim Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, what does it mean? What does Shimon Achiazer have in mind? L'shem gavoa, l'shem namuch. So the Mishnah explains, kodshe kodshim sheshchatan l'shem kodshim kalim. If you have kodshe kodshim, the higher level karbanos, the more holy karbanos, and you had in mind that, what's the shalo l'shma? I have intent that I'm shechting this karbon, and I have in mind that it's for the shame, for the sake of another karbon. What karbon? Kachim kalim. So what are these? It's important to know the categories of karbanos. When it comes to karbanos, we divide them into two categories. When it comes to kachim are the holy holies, are the holy offerings. Chatas, asham, ola, and shlamim, but not regular shlamim. That's if there's communal shlamim, which we speak about on Shavuos. But generally speaking, shlamim is actually kachim kalim. What are kachim kalim? Regular shlamim, a karban toda, the ayel, the ale nazir, the ram of the nazir, a bechor, the firstborn, the maaser, which is every tenth of your animals that just put up a red stripe on, and after as they're walking through the corral, and the Korban Pesach. Those are a kachim kalim. We'll learn this and know this. It's actually in the Siddur. The fifth parak of Zvachim is in the Siddur. That's what we call Ezu Mekoman. That's the fifth parak of this Mesechta. Tells us, goes through the different levels. It begins with kachim kalim. It moves into kachim kalim. There are many differences between them, but the general principle is kachim kalim have more blood sprinkling, and kachim kalim have less. And and we'll see that in the fifth parak. The bottom line is that's what the Mishnah is telling us here. If a person, according to Shimon Achi Azariah, if you had in mind a regular carbon and you had in mind kachim, meaning a higher level carbon, so then it's going to be fine. Which means if you shechting kachim kalim and you shechted them l'shem kachim, there's ksherim. So we'll go the Mishnah again. Ketzad kachim kachim sheshchatan l'shem kachim kalim. You have a kachim kachim. Let's have a carbonola. And I had in mind I'm shechting this l'shem for the sake of as a carbon shlamim. So that makes it possible, because carbon shlamim is kachim kalim, is a lower level carbon, and nola is a higher level carbon. But kachim kalim sheshchatam sheshem kachim kachim, then ksherim. But if let's say it was a carbon shlamim, and as you shechted it or sprinkled its blood, you had in mind this is going to be an ola for the sake of an ola, so then that's going to be kosher. It's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation once again. You had the wrong carbon in mind. But nonetheless, it will remain kosher. So the Mishnah then explains, ha-bechor v'ha-maser sheshchatan l'shem shlamim ksherim. So now, hold on one second. What if you're within the category of kachim kalim themselves? So the Mishnah gives you that example. I have a carbon bechor, carbon maaser, and you shecht them l'shem shlamim. They're all kachim kalim. So what happens here, says the Mishnah, Ksherim. In this case, it will be kosher because we view the Shlamim as a higher level than the Mechor and the Maser, even though they're all Kachim Kalim, because the Karban Shlamim has more blood that you sprinkle. When it comes to Karban Shlamim, we'll learn, as I said in the fifth Perek, that you sprinkle on two sides of the Mizbeach, and since you sprinkle the blood on two sides, by the corner actually hits both two sides on one side and two sides on the other, you end up hitting all four walls of the Mizbeach when it comes to your Karban Shlamim. But a Bechor and Maser, you don't. The Bechor and the Maser have less. You just pour, as we'll see, in pour down on the Mizbeach, different. The language, the lingo we'll use in the fifth parak is, when it comes to Shlam, it's Shtayim Shehen Arba, two matanas, two sprinklings of blood that end up hitting four sides of the Mizbeach. That's Shlamim, higher level. And Bechor and Maser, it's what we call Matana Achas. Just one pouring of blood down the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach, on the wall, as we will explain. And there's another difference as well. A Karban Shlamim has smicha, you have to lean on the animal before you shecht it. Nisachim, which is you have to pour wine on the Mizbeach. Tenufa, you have to wave it. There's the din of Chazda Vishok, which is the chest of the animal and the leg go to the Kohen. Bechor Maser don't have smicha, no Nisachim, no Tenufa, no waving, no Chazda Vishok, none of that. So, and the sprinkling is less. So therefore, if you had in mind when you shechted the Bechor and the Maser, this is a Shlamim, so the carbon will be kosher, because you had in mind a higher level, but of course you don't fulfill the obligation. But Ushlamim, the reverse, Sheshchatan L'Shem Bechor L'Shem Maser Psulim. But if you had a carbon Shlamim, you had and you shechted it with it, or sprinkled the blood with in mind, this is a Bechor, this is a Maser, that's of course going to be pasul because you had a lower level. Happens to be the halacha does not follow Yossi Ben Choni, nor does it follow Shimon Achi Azari. And therefore, the halacha will follow the Tanna Kamma, that in fact, any animal, any carbon that he had in mind, shelo l'shma, the wrong carbon, will be kosher, except the carbon Pesach and the carbon Chatas that you had in mind, shelo l'shma. We will not say if you had in mind a lower level carbon, it's pasul, and we will not say that if you had in mind the carbon Pesach, you're thinking this should be the carbon Shlamim, let's say on Erev Pesach, this should be carbon Pesach, or another carbon l'shem, carbon Chatas, also no. Only when you have when you shechted in carbon chatas and you had in mind another carbon, or shechted in the carbon pesach had in mind another carbon, that will pass all the carbon. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ha pesach sheshchato bishachris barba asar shelo l'shmo. So here is interesting. We spoke about shechting the carbon pesach shelo l'shmo, and we said, of course, on the 14th of Nisan, if you shecht the carbon pesach on another day, had in mind shelo l'shmo, so then that's automatically a shlamim, a carbon pesach animal that you shechted on another day and thinking carbon pesach, it doesn't passel it. It's a carbon shlamim. But if you shecht a carbon pesach on Yudal Nisan, and we said you had in mind a different carbon, shelo l'shmo, so that, we said, is going to make it possible. The only question is, not all of Erev Pesach is fit for the bringing carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach has to be brought Bein Harbayim, which is in the afternoon, officially shows Manios 12:30 on a perfect day, and in fact it was brought much later in the afternoon as well. But in the morning, we don't bring the Karban Pesach. So the question is, if you shechted a Karban Pesach on Bishacharis, on the morning of the 14th, is that considered shechting it shelo l'shmo, and it makes it disqualified because at the end of the day, it's Yudal Anisa. So says the Mishnah, Pesach sheshchato Bishacharis in the morning, Rabba Asar shelo l'shmo, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. He says that carbon is kosher, ki ilu nishchat b'shlosh asar, as if it was shechted shelo l'shmo on the 13th of Nisan, or on Chanukah time, or Shavuos time, which is shelo b'zmano. And when we say shechting a carbon Pesach shelo b'zmano is automatically a shlamim. That's going to be kosher. So even though it's the 14th of Nisan, and it's a carbon Pesach, and we follow the Tanakam, everyone agrees to this. If you shecht a carbon Pesach shelo l'shmo for the sake of another carbon, done, it becomes pasul. It's only disqualified at the time that you bring the Karban Pesach, which is Erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if it's in the morning and you shech a Karban Pesach and you had your sheep is ready to go, your goat is ready to go, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach, and you shechted this Karban Pesach l'shem or shlomim or something else, the halach is that it's a, says Rabbi Yeshua, that's kosher. It's as if you shechted on the 13th of Nisan. Ben Besera posel. Ben Besera is not, that carbon is going to be pasul. Kilu nishchat ben harbayim. Why? Because we view it as if it was shechted in the afternoon. At the end of the day, all of Erev Pesach is considered zmano of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, since part of the 14th is the Zman in the afternoon is Zman of Karban Pesach, we view the whole day of Yud Dalin as the time of Karban Pesach. This may explain the Isra Malacha that applies on Erev Pesach. So therefore, says Ben Becerra, that Karban is possible as if you shechted it at the time of the Karban Pesach. And we follow, the Halacha follows Ben Becerra, such a Karban will be disqualified because it's a Karban Pesach shechted for the sake of another Karban, and it was on the 14th, even though it was in the morning. Amar Shimon Ben Azai. Shimon Ben Azai says, "Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken." I have a Kabbalah tradition that I received from 72 elders, Sanhedrin. Biyom shehu shivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azari b'yeshiv. Remember, Gemara Maseches Brachos Nafchav Zayin has that famous story in Yavne where Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi and he insulted Rabbi Yoshua, embarrassed him, and he was deposed, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari replaced Rabbi Gamliel, and that day they opened the doors to everybody. Remember, we learned Maseches Edios, Bechirasa, another name, Bechirasa, and everyone came to the Beis Medrash, and there was no suffix anymore that day. Any suffix they had in Halacha was resolved, because everybody was able to come to the Beis Medrash, even if you were not Tochel Givaru, even if your inside did not match your outside. Everyone came in. So on that day, says Shimon ben Azai, I have a tradition from the 72 Zakenim in Yavne, the day that they appointed Elazar ben Azari b'yeshiva as the Nasi, Shekol hazvachim, shanecholim shenizbuchu shalolashman, ksherim. And all zvachim, all karbonos that are eaten, that were shechted shalolashma, are going to be kosher. Ela shelo alula bailam mishum chova. You don't fulfill the obligation. Sounds like the Tanakhama, beginning of the Masechta. Chutz min haPesach umin haChatos. Except Karban Pesach Karban Chatos. So that's in fact the opinion that we said. This is what the Chachamim said in Mishnah Aleph. Only Karban Pesach Chatos shech the shalosh ba is no good. But then the Mishnah explains. Velo hosif ben Azai. Ben Azai did not only added Ela Ha'ola Velo Hodu Lo Chachamim. So what tradition did he receive that sounds like the Chachamim didn't agree with? That's different than what the Chachamim, the Tanakhama says in Mishnah Aleph. So the key word here is Hane'echalim. He said all karbonos that are nechum, that are eaten, that were shechted shalol lishma akasha, except the owner doesn't fulfill his obligation, and Karban Pesach and Chatos are excluded. What is Ben Azai add? Lo hosif Ben Azai el ha'ola. How do I know he added ola to this list? What do you mean added to the list? He added to the Pesach and the Chatos list that are Karban ola as well. If you shechted a Karban ola, shalol l'shem, that Karban, it is actually pasul. It's not kosher. How do I know that? Because he said, where does the rule apply where if you shecht your carbon shalol lishma, it's going to be kosher? That's only when it comes to zvachim ha-ne'echolim that are eaten. But the carbon ola is kulo kalil. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. You don't need any part of the carbon ola. So by giving us the rule, all zvachim ha-ne'echolim that are eaten that were shecht shalol lishma are kosher, that shows that except the Pesach and the Chatos, that doesn't only exclude the Karban Pesach and the Chatos. It excludes the Ola as well, because the Ola is not Ne'echolim. But the Chachamim were not Mo, did not agree to that. And they claim that even the Karban Ola that was Shechted Shalol Lishma is Kasher. Of course, the owner doesn't fulfill his obligation. The only Karban that's disqualified are the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatos.